Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. You're here with Alan Butler, and this is another episode of Talk is Deep. Thank you guys for joining me again for another episode. I really appreciate you sticking around. If it's your first time here, welcome, and hopefully you like it. I mean, if you don't, I guess it's okay. I don't know. Anyway, past episodes are on Spotify, Anchor.fm, on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and wherever you get your podcasts. And my guest today, he was actually a guest of my earlier season. He and I have met at Comic-Con, and we just hit it off, and he actually helped convince me to join a group there called the Justice League Arizona. And he and I worked together as well during a fundraising event I had called a Cosplay Crusade Comedy for Kids, which is basically an event I put together to try to get a costume made for me to go to the Phoenix Children's Hospital. And he was actually the one that made it. And if you want to see it, it's on my Instagram. And I'm telling you, it's probably one of the sickest builds I've ever seen in my life or been a part of. So it was really cool to make. So let me introduce my guest today, Leo Marius. Thank you for joining me.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, these Jets are annoying the H-E double hockey sticks out of me. But we'll get through it together. It's been a while since you and I have actually sat down together. I can't remember the last time we saw each other. Was it California?
I think so.
I think it was California. Yeah,
was a long time
California.
Ago.
When the WonderCon.
WonderCon.
Yeah, that was the last time. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
Yeah,
I went to California to get away from the Arizona people, and while you were there, I was like, shit.
I was only there to rob, so I just happened to see. I was like, oh well, guess we can't do this house. But how are in five words or less, some of how things have been for you.
Same old crap, different day. Same thing, man. I don't change. I do the same thing all the time.
Shoot, routine. That's it.
when you're perfect, you don't got to change nothing.
That's true. Man. That's true. All right. Saith the Lord. Last time we talked on the podcast, we discussed horror films and your love of Godzilla, which was a really fascinating conversation, at least for me it was, because I didn't know someone has such a lust and love for Godzilla as much as you do. So it was a cool episode and cool conversation to have. Since then, you know, a lot of horror films have come out, like Hereditary and Midsommar, Mama Hustlers starring Jennifer Lopez. I'm just kidding.
That was terrifying.
It was so bad. Yeah, it was a horror film.
Yeah, that's the one that I ran out of screaming.
Anytime we see Cardi B in the movie, I'm like, nope, we got to run.
Yeah, someone's bringing a gun.
So what do you think of the state of horror films today?
I love them. Yeah. I know that horror fans in general are really, really touchy, and they're really picky. They're so damn picky. Like, I can go see a horror movie, and if it sucks, I still find something to like about it.
Yeah.
For these people who are just so hateful towards what's new and what, you know, directors are trying to do different, you know, I don't get it. If you're so enamored with what was before, then just keep watching the old stuff.
That's true.
You know, for example, my favorite horror movie is Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
The original one, not the Jessica Biel one, right?
Yeah.
Hey, okay. Jessica Biel one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, people are like, how can you like the remake? I go, sometimes I like remakes more.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, you know, the original Halloween, you know, stomps on Rob Zombie's.
Oh,
the Rob Zombie was terrible.
Yeah.
It was absolutely terrible. But if a remake is good, I'm not afraid to admit it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not afraid to be like, you know, that they really brought it with that one.
Yeah. See, I'm the opposite. I actually liked the Rob Zombie movie ones.
You see?
The first one I liked. The second one was kind of too much. But the first one I actually liked better than
the original.
The original, yeah.
See? Living proof.
Yeah.
You know, like, it sometimes new is really, really good. Like, I don't get some of these horror fans these days. Like, oh, this new stuff's terrible. Like, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
You know, like, even if it's ridiculous. Like, I went and saw Annabelle Comes Home. I got to go see that early.
And what'd you think of that one?
I thought it was wonderful.
Really?
I thought it was just so much fun. You know,
I tried to get into it.
It was such a ridiculous fun house.
Oh, what?
You know, like, you know, they're in a house and there's a bunch of little the demons running around. Yeah. And it's such a haunted house kind of movie.
Yeah.
And it's so ridiculous. But I'm like, this is fun. I'm having a lot of fun. There's a werewolf outside.
Yeah. Like, you can't get better than that,
yeah,
right?
Like, yeah. I'm all right.
They screw up the wolf man. So, you know.
Try not to be picky, yeah, man. If you start being picky, you start like not liking anything, and yeah, I can't imagine that. I just want to go in and have fun.
Enjoy, yeah.
Yeah. Remake as much as you like. Do whatever. Let's go.
Have you watched any of the horror shows that have come out?
Like what?
What was that one? Haunting of Hill House. Have you seen that?
Oh, I have not.
Okay.
But, you know, the thing is, when it comes to shows, I have such a low attention span when it comes to anything.
Okay.
I have such a low attention span when it
that
comes
to... That one will grab your attention.
Like, really?
Okay. I'm telling you, yeah.
I need to give it a shot.
I'm telling you.
I'm hard to stick with shows.
Okay.
Like, nothing and no one can keep my attention for very long.
Yeah, that's how I'm really critical, especially of horror shows, because I feel like... So, I feel like horror shows, they don't push the boundaries of fear, mm-hmm, I feel like. And I feel like it's hard to get into a horror show because they become so predictable and what you expect from them. So... I saw the commercial on Netflix. If you guys haven't seen either, Netflix has a show called Haunting of Hill House. And when I saw the trailer for it, and I was like, oh, it looks like another just horror film. Yeah. And I watched the first episode by myself. And I called my lady up, and I was like, when you get home, we're watching the show together. It is so good.
Wow.
And we literally binge watched, I think, 6 episodes in one day because we were so hooked. And each episode, it was fresh and it was actually scary. There are some parts, wow, yeah, and the way they weave the story and the camera work was so tight and just like suspenseful, mm-hmm, that you really like were thinking what's gonna happen next.
Right.
Like you really didn't. And then some of the cliffhangers and some of the revelations in the show too are just like, oh my gosh, like what? Like a lot of stuff I didn't see coming.
Yeah.
And then I found out it was based off of somebody's novel or short story or something like that. And I was like, wow, this is a really good piece of literature that they turned into something great. So I definitely recommend that. Okay. Yeah. If you ever have some time.
What are you afraid of?
I'm afraid of...
Everyone's afraid of something.
So... I think I'm afraid of not confrontation, but the result of confrontation sometimes. So I feel like there's nothing wrong if you have a problem, something addressing it. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times you never know what someone's going through on the other side of the confrontation.
Right.
So I'm always afraid that sometimes, not always afraid, but there's always that sense in the back of my mind of this could go wrong bad. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because there's always these stories you hear in the news of people getting into fights and getting shot.
And it escalates.
Like yeah. Like
so the escalation is
Exactly.
It can go from 0 to 100 real quick. I've seen it happen.
Yeah. So that's the only thing I feel like maybe would be, because I'm not really scared of insects. Like when I was younger, my brothers would say, oh, a spider, can you kill it? I would kill without a problem. Like, no, yeah, like I'm not really scared of bugs like that. But it's just, I think more human stuff I'm more afraid of. Yeah. Mm. What about you?
Me?
Yeah.
Scary old ladies.
Old ladies?
I'm fucking terrified.
Bro, that's where the money's at. I'm telling you.
It's not where the money's at. I know. It's funny. Like, people will, like, ask me, how can you watch these movies that you watch, like this movie or that movie? And I'm like, because it doesn't bother me. But if you put me in front of, like, The Woman in Black, it was a Daniel Radcliffe movie.
Yeah, yeah.
That is the closest I've ever been to having, like, an actual anxiety attack.
Really?
I was terrified.
I fell asleep during that movie.
I couldn't freaking breathe, dude. Like, I was terrified. And all the while I'm watching it with my two little brothers and my mom, and they're having a blast because they love Harry Potter, so they love Daniel Radcliffe, and they're just enjoying it. And I couldn't breathe. I'm legitimately shaking. There's goosebumps going down my arms. Every time you saw her, I got this, like, gut wrenching like pain was like, oh my god, I couldn't even look at the screen at
that time. Oh my god,
I'm terrified of
I've never ever heard that before in my life.
Scares
that one was PG-13,
yes, and it, so, and I can go and I can so watch, I can watch an NC-17 like borderline like snuff film,
yeah,
and it won't bother me.
But an older lady,
but a creepy old lady like
sitting
like,
out eating chocolate,
like floating at you in the dark, like scares the shit out of me. So like, I damn near passed out.
Did you watch the movie Legion?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that
didn't really bug me because it was like faster and it was obviously like special effects.
Yeah.
But like, something that's like subtle, like like the scene when Daniel Radcliffe is in the kids' room and he's waiting for her to appear. He keeps looking out the door and like pacing around. Then finally he looks out the door and she's standing there.
Yeah.
That terrifies me.
Really?
Like the whole feeling of you're alone in this house with something and it knows you're there and it's watching your every move, that scares me. Okay. And then if you look at it and it's a creepy old lady, like a old veil. Gown, yeah. Like a veil. Yeah, that is terrifying to me. Absolutely terrifying.
So the horror films, I know you're a fan of them. Like I said earlier, the Godzilla ones too as well. Mm-hmm. Did you see the Godzilla King of Monsters?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Come on now. What did you think of that film? Because they were trying to link King Kong.
I almost passed out to that during that one too.
Really?
It was amazing.
Like orgasm level.
Oh, yeah. I had to change my pants. And they're still staying. Look, you can see right here. I loved it. Movie was such a, like, just a fan service.
Okay.
It's like every 5 minutes there was some kind of reference. Oh. And I went to go see it with a buddy of mine who's not, I took him to the early screening.
Oh, yeah.
And he's not really into this, but he really wanted to see it. So I was like, all right, well, I'll take you. And I took him. And like every 5 minutes, I'm like, oh. And he's looking at him, what the fuck are you doing? I'm just like, you don't get it. You just don't get it.
Yeah. It's like people want to see Marvel movies and you're like, oh my God, I made a reference to that.
Yeah. Like every 5 minutes there was some kind of reference or like kind of like a nod and I lost it. Like, kept losing it.
That's so dope.
And he was just sitting there eating popcorn, just watching the movie. And after the movie, I was like, oh my God, that was so amazing. And I was like, what'd you think? He's like,
meh.
No, he looked at me. He's like, that was really loud. And that was that the was only it. Comment that he had. Like, on
you're
that
never
movie.
Going to an early premiere with me ever again.
I'm never going to one of your concerts.
That's crazy.
I still do.
So I talked about earlier. Or I mentioned earlier that we met at Con.
Mm-hmm. What were we? You were going on more about Godzilla. What were you saying about that? I cut you off.
So you obviously liked it. Mm-hmm. Did you think that they did a nice job of linking the King Kong?
Oh, Kong? So,
yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, they did a great job of linking them two together.
Because I hate when they do mashup movies. Like, I saw, I don't know if you saw, I don't know if it was a rumor or not, but Party Nerds on Instagram posted a post about how they're going to do Terminators versus Transformers. Did you see that?
I haven't seen that.
Okay, yeah. But I don't know if it's real or not, but they said that it was coming out, like, I don't know when, but I was like, why?
I don't see that. I'd rather see Terminator versus Alien versus Predator.
That'd be a triple. They already done it, so that could be the third one.
Just throw in Terminator. No, I thought they did a great job bringing Kong in, because when they first announced that they got Kong, I was really like, no, like, I didn't like that, because Kong and Godzilla, like, they're just two different stories.
Yeah.
Kong, his story is they find him and they bring him here against his will and they kill him.
Like, yeah, it's a story of tragedy.
It's a tragic story. Yeah. He's not like a hero like Godzilla is or anything. But then when I saw Kong's movie and how they integrated him and then how he was brought into King of the Monsters, I was like, this is perfect. This is really, really good.
Okay.
So now I'm just waiting to see Kong kick Godzilla's ass. I'm so ready for it.
Well, I never thought, I'm not saying I never thought, but one thing interesting to me about Kong, when I saw the one that Peter Jackson did, mm-hmm. it reminded me, I know the book was written a long time ago, the story was written a long time ago, mm-hmm. so it reminded me a lot of the slave movement, kind of, mm-hmm. how Kong was forced to go to a land mm-hmm. he never even heard of and forced to do something he didn't want to do, mm-hmm. and then he fell in love with a white woman.
Yep.
And then they shot him down. Yep. I was like,
story of my life.
Yeah. I was like, man, this is. Yeah. I was like, this is so deep right now that I can't even like, I can't even function. Like, I don't know if it was just me, just like, overthinking it. Yeah. But it really, to me,
oh, you definitely overthought it. Yeah. But you're not wrong in your observations.
Yeah, I felt like this is kind of a perfect analogy for what that was mm-hmm. like, to just be like taken away, and you could tell too, like he really didn't want to hurt anybody. Mm-hmm. Like he really just wanted to. Not be there.
Yeah, he just wanted to, like, the whole story is Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
All he wanted was someone to like, care about.
Exactly, and accept him, yeah. Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah,
it was. Dead. Sorry.
Yeah, I could write a whole synopsis on that.
That was an amazing movie.
Yeah. So earlier I mentioned that we had met at Con.
Right.
And you were really big into the cons because you were the president at the time of Justice League Arizona.
Right, right.
And that's where we met and fell in love, obviously. Mm-hmm. How has your activity on the con scene been since we last had spoken?
It's pretty much disintegrated.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I just kind of lost I don't want to say I've lost the passion for it, because mm-hmm. I still build.
Yeah.
But I think when I first got into cosplay, it was fun and I loved making things. But my biggest goal when I first got into it was I want my favorite character in comic books is Ocean Master.
Yeah, Ocean Master. Yes.
I love Ocean Master. Yeah. He's my favorite comic book character. And I was like, that's going to be my big goal. I really want to just like bring Ocean Master to like spotlight as much as I can because I love this character.
Yeah.
Nobody cosplayed him. I'm not going to, you know, say this for a fact, but to my knowledge, I was the first Ocean Master cosplayer ever.
Really?
I looked everywhere trying to find an Ocean Master cosplay. I couldn't find any.
Yeah.
And I just like, I need to do this right now so I could be number one.
Yeah.
You know, and I, like I said, I don't know for a fact, but I couldn't find any. Yeah. And I really want this to be like my big one.
And I think if you type in Ocean Master cosplay, I think your pictures pop up.
Do they really?
I think so.
That's awesome.
I think so.
So then, yeah, mission accomplished. Yeah. That's all I wanted to do was like, just like, that was my goal. I wanted to be Ocean Master. And I made, my first suit was terrible, but it was Ocean Master. People liked it.
Yeah.
Then I made the second, then I modified that, then I went to a third, and now I'm on a fourth. And like, I just, this is what I want to be like my trophy.
Okay, you know? Yeah.
And I've already achieved that. So it's difficult for me to get excited for cons or want to do another costume when it's like, this is the one character that I love more than anybody.
And that was the peak one that you wanted to do. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see. And it's the one that really got me like recognition.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So like my con presence, I don't know, like it I don't want to say like it's dead in the water, but like as of right now, like I've done what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know? I usually now I will go by myself.
Oh, you will? Okay.
Yeah, like I went to a couple years ago, I went to Phoenix Comic Con and I kind of bummed my friends like B&B a little bit. But because I didn't go with them.
Oh.
But I was there by myself pretty much, you know. Yeah. I met up with Brian or whatever, walked around, and then we went to, you know, a club afterwards, stuff like that. But and
that's
then I went,
Brian's the homie, that's why.
Yeah, Brian is the homie. And I went to WonderCon with some guys. Then I kind of was like on my own. Like I went by myself.
Yeah.
I kind of diverted. Like I don't know, like it's hard, you know.
Did you find more enjoyment doing it by yourself than with other people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's...
Because it was always that sense of... Not that you don't like spending time with people, but it's like, it was that sense of, you know, you want to just be able to just roam.
Yeah.
And you never know.
And not have, like, you know, a ringleader. Come on, let's go here. Yeah. Let's go there. And yeah. Or, like, you know, I can't do the whole group cosplay.
Yeah.
Fuck, I hate it.
It's freeing to be able to do a group cosplay because everybody's, like, dressed as something that is all connected. Mm-hmm. But it's also constricting.
Right.
Because, like you said, you have to... be with that group. Mm-hmm. I get that. Yeah,
I was like on my week kind of just not doing it like at all. I mean, I'm sure that I would like to think that I'll make a comeback, but as I mean, recently other things have been more important. Like I just bought a new car. I thought about doing after Endgame came out and Falcon got the damn Captain America shield,
yeah,
I got really angry.
Why?
I'm just kidding.
You want a Bucky? No,
I wanted Bucky to get that.
Oh, okay.
Show. I mean, Falcon, like, I was talking to, like, Brian and now, like, before and after. I was like, whoever gets it, it's fine, because I love them both.
Yeah.
But since Bucky didn't get it, I'm going to be letting go of my Bucky cap armor.
Oh, okay.
So now I was on a road to replace Bucky with Daredevil.
I see.
And then I got into other things. Like, I can't really focus on one thing.
Yeah.
So I started building, like, a Sith. And then I started building another Ocean Master.
Okay,
you know, just kind of going back and forth.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll come back, but as of right now, it's more so if you see me at a con, it's because my fiance dragged me there.
Okay. So. Okay. All right. So speaking of that, I know I asked you something to the effect last time about what keeps you grounded, mm-hmm. and you had said that it was your family, you know, your relationships and your friends.
Mm-hmm.
How have things progressed since then with that as well?
It might seem like it's a negative way, but it was a positive way for me. You know, like, for example, starting off with my friends, I had a pretty... It wasn't a bad falling out, but it was a falling out nonetheless with mm-hmm. my cosplay friends.
Yeah.
You know, like the whole group that I hung out with. There's no hard feelings and there was no, like, you know, bad blood, but it definitely just wasn't working for me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Not that there were toxic people, but they were just into things that I simply was not.
Yeah.
So it kind of became, you know, hanging out with them became almost like an energy just...
Being drained.
Yeah, being drained from you. And it kind of had to stop. But, But and unfortunately, one thing that about that particular group was when I would, you know, think that they were trying to keep me grounded. Looking back, it kind of felt like they were more so tearing me down.
Oh, you know? What sense do you mean by that?
Like, it's saying certain things, but then coming back, saying certain things that were negative, but then following it up with, we're just trying to keep you from getting a big head, Leo. And I'm like, that does not keep me from being a big head. That makes me not even want to dress up now.
Yeah.
Like, that really makes me angry. So I don't believe in that whole, like, trying to help your friends stay grounded. If anything, if I see my friends getting a big head, I'm going to make it even bigger. Like, dude, go. You're fucking awesome. Like, you know, I push them as far as they can go.
Because I don't think that there's anything wrong, personally, for me to know or recognize that you're good at your craft. I mean, obviously, if it was consuming you, if you're like, oh, yeah, nothing can faze me like that. Mm-hmm. To me, I understand that aspect. Mm-hmm. But if you're just, like, really appreciative and happy with what you're doing, I don't think there's anything wrong with people encouraging that.
Yeah. See, I think having a big head pushes you to be even bigger.
Yeah.
Like me, I had a big head after I made my first Ocean Master cosplay, and it was terrible.
Yeah.
So when I got better, that big head told me to do better than your last one.
Yeah.
And then do better than your last one. Do better than your last one, and I would keep pushing farther and farther and further.
So you see it as a more of a competitive nature.
A way to beat myself.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be better than what I was before.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it's a good thing to have a big head sometimes. So the friend thing, that progressed. I mean, like I said, it was a falling out, and it sucked, but it kind of showed me what I should probably push myself away from.
Yeah.
You know, like, pursue who supports me more, which is great, because now I have a whole new group of friends, mm-hmm. and they support me like crazy, you know? Yeah.
I think that's the fear of not being able to go outside yourself. You know what I mean? Because I'm sure in that group you were in, there was probably some sense of comfortability, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And familiarity mm-hmm. for you. So I think that when you finally decide for yourself, you know, this isn't working for me, I think that's a big change in your growth, right? Because it forces you to dive into fear head first, mm-hmm. you know? And a lot of times when we dive into fear head first, we don't know where we're going to fall. We just are jumping out and hoping that, like, somebody's there to catch us. So I think it's great that you have, that you're able to turn that around to something positive for you and know that, you know, my energy is being used constructively.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. I mean, unfortunately for me, I didn't have someone to, like, catch me. Like, I had nothing. I just sort of went into, at the time I was living by myself. So mm-hmm. all I did with my time was go to work, go home and play video games. Like, I didn't see anybody. Luckily, like I said, I mean, I have a new group of friends. They're totally freaking supportive, and they're what pulled me out of that.
You know?
So it's like, hey, there's a silver lining.
Yeah.
Family stays the same. They're still, you know, you're making dumb costumes still.
they're still trying to get behind the dream, right?
Yeah.
I know that, trust me.
Why aren't you in school?
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. I know that, trust me.
Yeah. No, it's not me, man. I'm an artist. I'm not.
I know that feeling.
Yeah. Relationship. Yeah, I think the relationship I was in at the time, it helped keep me grounded. But unfortunately, that obviously fell apart too, you know. But
was that a result of the friends aspect as well? Like,
no, the friends actually happened after.
After, yeah. Okay.
I had went through a breakup a few years ago, and this is what I think. This is what really, 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 like, opened my eyes, because it showed me what I didn't want and need in my life. Because I mean, it wasn't like a big blow up. It was like a mutual, like, I'm not happy. Neither am I. Mm-hmm. Okay. What do we do from here?
Yeah.
You know? And then as adults, we figured out, like, let's try this, try that. It's not working. It's not working. Let's stop wasting each other's time.
Yeah.
And then I moved on.
You know? That's such a mature way though.
Yeah.
Honestly, it is. Cause I've been guilty myself too of just, just being like, okay, I don't want to do this. Bye. Mm-hmm. Without even trying to find a common ground or balance to try to work on something. Yeah. So I think it's big of both of you guys to have to want to say, you know, let's see if this works, see if this works. And then,
I mean, you know, it wasn't a completely miserable situation,
but it just wasn't
working, you know? Yeah. And so, like, it, but you never know if it's like, maybe something's going on with me. Maybe I'm having bad days at work. Maybe, you know, the costume work isn't as motivating anymore. Maybe something's going on with me. So let's work at it. And if we put in some work and it still isn't what it's supposed to be, then we get there's someone out there better for you, and there's someone out there better for me. Obviously, there is someone out there better for me. So yeah, that really helped show me what I should look for, because that didn't work.
I guess relationships teach you too to figure out what you can accept and what you can handle. 'Cause I feel like every relationship is going to come with those things that you're going to be like, oh my gosh, like I can't deal with this. But I feel like that no matter who you're with, there's always that aspect of something that you're not going to like. But I really think it comes down to what you want to be able to handle.
And what fills whatever your need, whatever you're missing.
Exactly.
That wasn't it for me.
And so when you were single, were you living that Tinder life? Like, were you
Oh,
just
hell yeah.
like dumping seed into everything that walked?
Pretty
Or
much. Woman, man, animal.
Woman, man, animal. Oh, we're gonna edit that out.
Yeah, I mean, I
Has everybody been to
figured
a donkey show?
we call it interspecies
Interspecies show.
erotica.
As I watch too much anime, that's what happens.
I watch way too much anime.
So, how was being single in today's age, at your age, in today's age?
It was all right.
Yeah.
It wasn't. I mean, it was eventful, but it gets boring.
Really?
It's the same thing,
All the same routine, like going
Yeah.
out, meeting that girl, or
Yeah.
saying no, then saying yes, and then no
Yeah. It's
again.
like it's it has its fun. It was a fun time, but like it gets exhausting.
Oh,
It's really
like
exhausting.
on the paychecks or the bills or just exhausting, like just like the
The
energy.
energy.
Okay,
I guess
okay.
I didn't put that much money, put no money into
He said,
nobody.
"We going to Sizzler. You're getting
If anything, you're lucky you get a drink. I was
jeez.
not a good guy when I was single,
Really?
and that was by choice. I was like, I'm gonna stop being like a nice guy. Like, I
Oh,
just want to
okay.
be like
Be
just a yeah,
rogue.
be a
Okay, he went
terrible,
Kylo
terrible
on everybody.
person. Yeah, Kylo Ren on everybody.
Kylo Ren
And it was fun. Don't
on
get me wrong. It's just exhausting. And
everybody.
deep down, I always wanted to have someone. Like, I didn't. The single life is fun. I'm not gonna say like, oh, it's terrible. Find yourself a girl because I'm engaged or anything. But like I personally like, hey, have fun, do you. But even when I was doing this single guy life, I was doing it because I was trying to find
Yeah,
something
that
real.
person,
Yeah, I mean I'm a firm believer in you always find what you're looking for when you're not looking for it.
Oh,
So I didn't look for it. I just went about my life and just met whoever and did whatever, and then next to the onto the next, and then just having fun, doing whatever. And yeah, and she destroyed my life.
She destroyed.
I'm just kidding.
That we're keeping in. I'm always fascinated by the idea of sometimes the breakup is a profitable way to like wake up in a sense. Did you feel that happened to you?
Absolutely. Because I mean, like I said earlier, it showed me what I couldn't handle anymore. Like what I didn't want in my life, what wasn't working for me, especially in a partner. Because like I said, I'm not trying to like badmouth anybody, but it definitely wasn't a relationship that was going to be beneficial in the long run.
Yeah,
I
for either
didn't
one of you.
yeah no I didn't feel like I had a partner, and that's what I really needed. I needed someone who I can think of as like a teammate.
And that's what one of the bases of the relationship is, have somebody you can.
So I can rely on and depend on, and if I need them, they're there, stuff like that. And that's what I have now. It took a few years to find her, but
And how did that meeting happen with you and your
me and Crush.
So so explain who she is, and
Oh, I yes,
because she's pretty well known.
I am engaged to Crash
Crash
Cosplay.
Cosplay, yes, she's
That's my girl.
what,
That's
like
my pain in the ass.
over 3,000 followers.
Yeah, she's yeah, I know. Yeah, she's got way too many. I think she's
I don't know how much
She
is
loves
what.
to pull numbers on me. I'm like, she's like, when are you gonna post something? And I'm like, I don't know, when I have content. She goes, yeah, all of your 1,000 followers are waiting. And I'm like, screw you.
Jeez.
Nah, she's cool. No, it
That's
her
the
and
humble thing right
I
there.
know,
That's
yeah, really.
the humble.
That's the humble thing, keeping me grounded. No, she's great. Honestly, she you know what's funny is she keeps me grounded. She but in a way, she is exactly what I wanted. She knows that I have a big head, so she just keeps pushing me. Like, and it might sound like she's trying to like make me humble, but she doesn't do that. She just tells me what I don't want to hear. She'll tell me like,
The real.
Like, yeah, like I'll make something and she'll be like, babe, that looks like shit.
Yeah.
You know, and I need that because if I'm going to go out there with, you know, B-list stuff, it's going to be terrible.
Yeah. And she's
Yeah, she's like, you know you can do way better than this, right? Mm. And she's always pushing me. So that's definitely what I needed.
But I think that is also, too, a thing where it's, for you, you have to be humble and to accept that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because you can't, and just say she says that to you and you're like, what are you talking about? This is going to be great. And you know you do it anyways. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And it was difficult when I first started hearing that.
Oh, it was?
Like, it was. Because I'm like, how dare you speak to me in such a tone?
Do you know who I am?
Like, I was just so like, well, and I know she was right, you know, but it was just like, damn, now I'm like stuck. Because now I have to like figure something out to make this what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, it forces you to go outside your mind and look at what you can make better. Yeah.
And like I said, I needed a teammate and she was like, what if we did this? And she's like going off all these ideas. And I'm like, damn, you're hot.
Yeah.
I'm going to impregnate you.
I'm going to impregnate whether you want it or not. You're ready.
But yeah, Crash and I guess that was a surprise to some people.
Yeah. Okay, I've met her once. We had a picture together. She did the Charizard.
Oh, yeah. That
Charizard. Yeah. Thing. So I met her and I just fell in love with the outfit. And I was like, that's amazing looking. So I took a picture with her. That's the only time I met her. I never talked to her or anything like that. So when I saw it, I was like, oh. Okay. All right. I see you, Leo. Okay. The Birdman hand rub and everything. I was like, okay. Okay. Birdman. Denzel. Okay. Okay. I see you. I was like, okay. I was happy for you because I knew that you had went through that breakup and stuff. So I know the extent of it, but I knew you had broken up with who you were with. So just to see you with somebody else, it was a nice thing to see. And then like.
Unexpected.
Yeah. Unexpected. Yeah. But it was nice. And then to progress to you actually getting engaged was like, oh, wow. Like.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
She has some power if it came to me. But no,
you know what it is. That's what it is.
It's that cake.
And that's what exactly. I wasn't going to say, but no, as long as you know, that's all that matters to me.
I know that she's got that cake. Yeah. She's got to accept it. Walk around the house with that booty and shit. I ain't got no ass. I go, girl.
Have you watched that show Nailed It on Netflix?
I haven't
yet. So it's a baking show. It's funny and silly, but they always talk about buttercream. So so every time you say her, she got cake. Like, might give me that buttercream.
Give me that buttercream.
But you gotta say the French accent because the guy on the show has a French accent.
I'm gonna watch that.
That buttercream, baby, buttercream. Well, yeah. All right,
Like it just sort of like out of nowhere. Like, yeah, I don't really know how it happened. I wish I remember.
Yeah. Do you remember? You were drunk. Like the first date?
I think, no. The first time we had ever had any, because we had been friends on Facebook for years.
Okay.
Never had any interaction. I never once spoke to her in like 5 years.
Wow.
Like,
and she was stalking you.
We were stalking each other.
Okay, with each other.
I guess.
Yeah. That's a good answer.
Well, I always thought she was pretty.
Yeah.
You know,
because she is. Yeah,
she is. But I never really thought of her as anything more than just like a cute cosplay girl.
Yeah.
It wasn't until like later on that I finally caved and got on Instagram. So I didn't know how big she was.
Yeah.
To me, like from the get go, my first impression of her, she's just a cosplay girl from Arizona.
Yeah.
She's really cute. And so when I got on Instagram, I was like, oh, and then she started following me because like, you know, all my friends from Facebook started following me and I started following back. I'm like, oh, she's big.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I had no idea. So I'm like, okay, look at you, you know, whatever.
But yeah.
Whatever.
Doing your thing.
Yeah. And then like the first interaction we ever had was on a live on Instagram.
Really?
I went live on Instagram during WonderCon last year in March of 2019, because I got back to, like I said, I went with people, but I go by myself.
Yeah.
And I got back to the B&B and they're all gone and they took the weed.
You said they took the weed?
Yeah, it was all gone. They went to the beach and took all of it. And I said,
where's the dank?
So I was angry.
Yeah. And so punching holes in the walls and flipping furniture.
I didn't pay for this B&B.
Peeing on the toilet seat. Yeah.
So I was chilling and I started drinking by myself.
Yeah.
All they left me were like Budweiser. So I was like, bastards.
So basically dog pee.
Yeah. So, but I was like, you know, I'm going to drink it.
This podcast back to my Budweiser, by the way.
That's good. It's sponsored by Dos Equis. I went live on Instagram and I was already hammered by this point.
Yeah.
But she like popped in on my Instagram and my first thought was this poor girl doesn't know. She just like, I think I thought
an accident.
Yeah, like maybe she was like going through like the stories and oh shit, never mind, get out of there, you know. And I was like, hey, I was like, screw it. Hey, Crash, how's it going on? She's like, what's up? And I'm like,
she responded.
Yeah, she in here? Why are you in here?
Yeah.
Do you know who I am? I'm nobody. I'm like, get out of here.
I'm a loser. Don't you know that?
Yeah, that was like our first like interaction. Yeah. Like, just me drunk on Instagram.
Wow. Yeah. And then just, well, then from there, wanted to date.
From there, like, it was like I got back to Arizona and I honestly don't remember.
Really?
I don't remember how
is it because like it was so unbelievable for it to happen to you, or just because you were just that drunk?
Probably. You know me too well. This interview is over. No, I think it was just because it was so casual.
Okay.
You know, like, to me, like I said, to me, she was never, sorry, babe, she was never anything big.
Yeah.
You know, like, because I don't really do the whole cosplay celeb thing. It's an alien notion to me. I think it's ridiculous. So, like, I never thought of her as, like, some big celebrity. It wasn't like, oh my God, she's talking to me.
Yeah.
I just thought of her as Crash.
Yeah.
Like, cute cosplay chick. It was just so casual to me. And she was, I think it honestly started by, I would post something on Snapchat and then she'd reply to it.
Oh,
and
then, wow, like that. Okay.
Or maybe I would, or maybe she would post something and I would reply to it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, you know, she
we, so the casual digital flirting.
Yeah, just digital, like, you know, just like casual, oh, that looks cool or whatever. And then it just kind of became like an everyday thing, like on Instagram and then on Snapchat. And yeah, and sooner or later, we ended up meeting at a horror convention.
Oh, cool.
And that's
which one was it?
Mad Monster.
Okay.
That was the one we met at, like, for like official.
Yeah.
And she claimed me after that. I didn't even know we were together.
She's like, you're not going anywhere, right?
Like, I didn't know. Right. I had no idea. Like, I after like all this talking, I was into her. I just developed a crush. Right. I developed feelings and I cared about her. But we weren't together yet. We were just talking. And so we met and I'm nervous the whole time because I really like this girl, you know, like,
isn't that the worst too? When you don't care, like, you don't have that nervousness, but when you actually start like growing that attachment, that's when you start like, oh, I don't want to mess this up. Now.
Yeah, it really was like scary because I went from being single guy not having a care in the world to, do I like this girl?
Yeah.
And it was scary because I had gotten out of a relationship a few years earlier, you know, and I was like, am I going back into it? And in my opinion, if you're getting those feelings, just follow it. And I was like, I'm going to see where it goes, you know, and I ended up really, really, really liking her.
Yeah.
So the whole time at that con, I was like having a panic attack.
For real.
Yeah. It was terrible. While she was just like dragging me around. I'm like, I don't like this. I don't like this. They're all nerds.
And it was worth it.
Ugh. Yeah. And I even know we were together. Like we kissed and we left, went our separate ways. And then
that was it.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
okay.
What'd you expect?
Well, you know, the cake, man, the buttercream.
Like. Oh, I got that. She's a lady.
The lady. Yeah. Yes.
But
yes.
No, yeah. Like we went our separate ways and just casually, like the next day we were just talking again. And I think I said something along the lines of like, well, that's why I'm trying to make you mine. And she's like, I am yours. And I'm like, oh, damn.
Wow.
I didn't know.
Wow. So would you say she was very confident in the fact that she knew what she wanted when it came to you?
That girl is the most logical person I've ever met.
Really?
And it drives me insane.
Why?
Because she knows everything. But, like, she's always talking about how, like, I knew you. I was going to, like, that you were mine.
Yeah.
Like, from when we were hanging out. And I'm like,
yeah. So you see my head game?
You're lying. Ain't going nowhere. But yeah, she knew. Like me, I don't think I had more than like two steps.
Okay. Okay.
I forgot I got here when I actually got here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where am I? Oh yeah, Nate's. She's thinking like 20 steps ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. She knew.
Yeah.
I was just a pawn in her game.
Sometimes the best place to be though, right?
Yeah. Apparently.
Just to watch things from afar.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you are a big rock fan, so I wrote down some myths.
Man, you were so black. You like rock, don't you? Like, are we back in high school? It's like back when in high school when the trolls would walk up to me and be like, you like rock, huh, fool? Like, yes, I like rock. I also listen to rockabilly.
Rockabilly?
Oh, yeah. I listen to techno.
Oh, okay.
Country?
I know some techno.
Listen to everything.
Yeah, I can't do country as much.
Listen to some nonsense.
No. So I had some myths I wrote down that I found on the internet. I wanted to read them to you, and I just want you to confirm them or deny them.
Okay.
All right, so the first one was, people who listen to rock music pee in their White Claws before they drink them.
True. I've never had a White Claw, but I'm going to assume.
I would even think that a lot of people drink White Claw. Like, to me, that's such the most, like, California prep thing to drink
ever. Okay, so you know how I have I told you earlier how I have a new group of friends.
Yeah.
I mean, if you follow me on Instagram, you know who they are. The Outlaw In-Laws, the rockabilly band that I go see.
Okay, you know, okay.
That I quote-unquote work the for when they need me.
You took pictures of, right, on the Instagram?
Right.
Like there, yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they're obviously, you know, they're rock guys, yeah. Nathaniel.
Yeah, rock guys.
But even they drink White Claw and I get disappointed.
Really?
Like, what are you doing? Well, man. It's more the drummer, Clint.
Shout out to Clint the White Claw. Clint the Claw drinker.
As soon as I saw that, I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah. He's like, bro, it's good. You gotta have this.
Apparently. I've never had a White Claw. I don't intend
man,
to.
Man, I had one and I literally thought I was drinking like embalming fluid. Like it was
really
it tastes so bad to me. Like,
yeah, no, just give me a beer,
I was
man.
Gagging. I was like, I would even pour some of my dead homies. Just how nasty it is. No, like, I can't. Mm. Like, it's so bad. I don't know why. Maybe because I'm not a fan of seltzer, and I didn't know it was seltzer until like I actually like, drank it. I was like, oh, this is seltzer. Like, ooh, I thought it was beer or something like that. Flavored beer, but yeah, it was. It's bad. To me, at least. I know people love. Some people love it. If you love it, shout out to you. Cool. I can't do it. Yeah, I think there's something in my Negro gene that
makes me. I need some flavor in my beer. Like, I need like a. Like my go-to is Helton. It's a local beer.
Okay.
Helton Brewing Company. Shout out. Their beer is fucking delicious. I love their beer.
Send me a case, Helton.
Yep.
I'll try.
You know, Dos Equis. Love Dos Equis. I love PBR.
Okay.
But so like
the dark beers,
it's gotta have like a flavor to it. Like when you say seltzer, my mouth immediately goes like it goes sour. Like,
yeah,
I can't.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I couldn't do it. It was too bubbly and stuff. Like I looked down, I drank it. I looked down and I was wearing a skirt. All of a sudden, I was like, "Wait, what's going on?"
And your name's Tinkerbell.
Yeah, exactly. For like dance. So people who listen to rock music screamo when they orgasm. Is that true?
Yes. That is so true.
I can't even imagine what that looks like for the woman. Just like
I sound more death metal when
I just sound more grateful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just
you're a comedian, so when you orgasm, you're like, thank you, everybody. I'll be here
all
week.
Time half, folks. Yeah. I'll be here all weekend.
Thank y'all for coming out. Tip your waitresses.
Do the 7-minute
Your lady's
sets.
Like, what are you doing? She's like, get out. Get out, right now. Get out.
That's what I got a toy for. So this is actually not kind of funny, but I actually read this. I don't know if you feel about this person, but I read that people who listen to metal music and heavy metal rock music, they have a lower tendency to have mental outbursts.
Oh yeah,
like fits that's definitely like true. Like they're more, they say that they're more grounded.
They're way more grounded. Like I've gone to so many shows, so many festivals, and I've made so many friends. It's surprising, you know. I don't want to use this term, but like, you know, quote unquote, an outsider would probably think, oh, they're all aggressive and they all are hateful. And
well, that's and honestly, that's how I felt for the longest time. That like, oh, they must be like really like dark people. Mm-hmm. That's how I felt.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, like, a lot of these people who listen to this music, they have issues or problems, or they're angry at something, or we have some kind of, you know, aggression towards something, or maybe a little hint of, like, you know, for me, for example, I have a little bit of self-hatred. Like, there's a lot of things I don't like about myself.
Yeah.
Like, I deal with a lot of...
Like everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, and I deal with a lot of, like, I hate this about myself, I don't like this about myself. But, you know, in this genre of music, you go to this show and you're surrounded by people who have the same problems.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we're all, like, there just to, like, let out that aggression.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would say that people who listen to, like, heavy metal are way more grounded, or way more calm and serene. and at peace because they are able to go to these shows and just let that out in a healthy way.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, for example, a mosh pit, someone might think like, oh, that's a violent, I'm not going near that.
Because they feel that way when you're in them.
Yeah. It's definitely, you know, if you get hit, you get hit.
Yeah.
You know,
I've
taken some hits.
Yeah.
But it was all in good fun.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I, someone falls over, we all pick them up.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. It's all just trying to let all that out.
Yeah.
You know? And if you have nothing to let out, cool, then you don't have to come in here. It's okay.
Yeah,
you
that's know? True. Yeah.
So yeah, they're some of the coolest people I've ever met.
Wow. You know, yeah. So. When I read that, I was like, I couldn't believe it. And then I started thinking about it too. Like, there actually probably is some truth to that, because if you think about the reaction to genres, like rap music and country music, like, they each have their own stereotypical niche behind it, like rap music, like, oh, it's violent, thing like that, and it's all centered around like crime and gang violence like that. So you see the result of, you know, the hatred of that that genre, because rap music was originally used to protest the injustice, you know, and whatever, so other violence and gangs like that. So I can see how, like, for rock music, it would be, I think, therapeutic for them, because you are releasing whatever is in you. You're already releasing it. Yep. So, yeah.
And then they're always the nicest people.
Like, yeah.
It's so cool. I mean, I remember this. I have some friends. I met some friends through the scene who didn't even live here. And when I had my favorite band was throwing a show in California. And I was like, I really want to go. And my buddy was like, my buddy in California was like, you know, if you want to come, you can just stay at my place. I'll pick you up from the airport.
Really?
Yeah, I just stayed at his place the whole time.
Wow.
It was awesome.
Wow.
Super nice people.
I never would even, wow, that is nice.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, you got to either give me some ass cash or gas, because I don't know.
He was like, come on over. And he's a huge stoner.
Oh, really?
So he had like breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Joints rolled up.
Jeez.
And I'm like, dude, what are you trying to do to me? I don't remember much. But he was a really nice guy. Yeah, like, they're all
free. He got home safely. That's all that matters. He got home safely.
Did I, though?
Semi. So, and so since your engagement, in fact, was getting engaged a stressful thing for you? Like, the connotations of having to plan all that stuff like that. Because I got your invitation you sent me. Mm-hmm. So, which was really nice looking, by the way. I was like, oh, it looks like pirates. Okay.
That's cute. Yeah, that's all her idea.
Okay.
No. Because, you know, something like this isn't planned. You know, like, it was something that I did because it felt right. You know, like, I mean, she's my fourth girlfriend.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Like, actual real girlfriend.
Wow.
And of all the relationships I've been in, I've never once thought of asking anybody to marry. Like,
yeah.
I was like, never getting married. Like, no. And she was the first one that I can, like, I can actually see a future with you. So, no, it wasn't stressful.
Wow.
So I was like, I knew that. I know this is right. And like I said, I hope, you know, it doesn't sound like I'm trying to, you know, rely on her. Like, she takes care of everything or anything like that. But she is always, like, 20 steps ahead.
Yeah.
You know, so I can see myself having a future with her because she's doing what I'm not. And I just hope that I'm doing things that she's not.
Yeah.
You know, like, I hope that I feel
the balance.
Yeah, I hope that I feel what she needs too.
Yeah.
I mean, other than the sex. But yeah, I because it was so easy for me to see what I could have with her, it wasn't stressful at all.
Okay.
And the planning is a little bit stressful, but that's the nature of the whole ordeal.
The beast.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? You mentioned earlier that, you know, you didn't want to ever get married when you were with your other relationships.
Mm-hmm.
What made you reject the idea of marriage in the first place?
The fact that I couldn't see it going far.
Okay.
You know, like, it was, I always found myself in this position, like, this is going to end. Like, this can end either tomorrow, or it can end next year, or next month, but it's going to end.
And, yeah.
I don't think this is going to last.
I see.
But I'm not going to run away because I'm scared. I'm just going to, you know, go in and we'll see what happens.
And
hope for the best. But I, no matter how good it was, no matter how happy I was with those other people, I couldn't see it. I still couldn't see it like staying.
Is it because you had trained yourself to feel that it was going to end all the time?
No, not at all, because I always wanted it.
You know,
even when I was single, like I said, I was having fun, you know, dating here and there.
Yeah.
I still really would rather have someone real,
you know,
someone to, like, spend the rest of my life with. So I wasn't training myself to say, oh, it's going to end. It was just natural. Like, this isn't going to work no matter what, no matter how happy I was or how happy they were. But with Crash, even in our worst times, like when we're screaming at each other or, screamo. If we're just angry and we're getting super just like, I want to like punch her and she wants to like kick me through a wall or something, like, you know, no matter how bad it gets, I can still see my future with her.
Yeah.
Like, no matter how terrible it gets, I still can't bring myself to like leave her.
Yeah.
So that's what makes it, you know, that's what makes it feel so right to me.
Yeah.
You know?
And so do you feel like the communication was the thing that helped you shift the idea of marriage? Like the way you guys talk to each other and can relate to each other, like openly? Because you were saying like how like, even the times you guys are screaming at each other, to me, I hear, when you say that, I hear communication. You know what I mean? I hear you guys, you know, talking about something and conversing. So
I will say that a lot of that was my fault in the beginning, because I was so used to not having to think about someone else. You know, like for a long time I was alone. So it was a really, really hard thing to do for me to get back into that, that whole cycle of
the selfless mode.
Exactly. Yeah. So like the communication was it was hard at first because I wasn't used to that. And even when I like was with someone, there were some things I didn't let out, you know, because it just, to me, that's like, it's me. So it's mine. I'll keep it in.
Yeah, exactly. But
she's different. She's like, I want to know everything. Mm-hmm. I want to know what's going on with you. You don't keep it in because you don't think it's you think it's unimportant.
But to her, it could be everything.
Yeah, to her, it could be anything. And it was hard for me. So there was a lot of difficulty. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. There was a lot of difficulty when we first started dating. But it
did
was.
Did you ever want to quit in the beginning of it since it was so hard? Or
no,
no, wow.
No, that's probably like one of the biggest reasons why I feel so sure about her. Like, I'm positive, because no matter how angry she got me, or no matter how angry I made her, or how much I might have hurt her, I couldn't think about walking out the door.
Yeah.
Like, not once. Yeah. And I don't see the possibility of her leaving.
Yeah.
Like, then that's not even a cocky thing to say. Like, I'm not trying to say, like, oh, I know she's not going to leave.
Yeah.
It's just, if I think about it, I can't see her leaving me, you know, and that means a lot because I'm not.
It's a solid foundation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when you say hurting her, you mean emotionally. Like, when you say hurting her, you mean emotionally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, make sure I want people. Yeah. Think, no. Yeah. I want to make sure people are like, hey, he's hitting her.
The punching and the kicking is all metaphorical.
Yeah. Yeah. So I want people, I want the trolls online to be like, hey, he's hitting her.
No.
Yeah. I want her getting no DMs about, hey, she be with me. I won't hit you.
Oh, she will.
No, she will. Yeah. Yeah. That's one of that.
I remember when we got engaged and we posted it, she sent me a screenshot. She was like, well, not everyone's so happy for us. And it was like a message request from some random nobody.
Really?
And it was, your fiance cheated on you.
Stupid.
And I was like, who's
no.
that?
No.
Like, I don't know. It's a nobody. And you go, oh my God.
Stupid.
Some people, man.
Legit, the message he just sent was your
fiance cheated on you.
That was the whole message.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I was like, okay.
I'm so weak.
I'm like, I guess I did.
I'm so weak.
With Nathaniel. What he says must be true.
Jeez, I can't believe that. Yeah. Man, I know one time, my lady, she sent me a screenshot as well of a dude. He was but he was saying some racist stuff. Like,
that's not cool.
I don't know if you want to repeat some of what you're saying, but basically, he actually used the N word with. He would say this. Like, he was like, he says something about, I don't know why, within his coon meat can't satisfy you, or something. There's some off the wall, like, racist stuff. And she, like, she mentioned, telling me, and she was, like, really upset, like, shaking mad. And she's like, oh my God, I can't stand these guys. They're so racist. They keep talking about you and stuff. And I was like, and?
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, I'm like, and? Like, first of all, I don't know these guys from, you know, Kingdom Come. Second of all, they ain't paying any of our bills.
Mm-hmm.
And if they are, then as they pay one of your bills, then maybe, okay, I'll let them slide a little bit. But don't stress about the things that you can't change. You know what I mean? People are just going to be ignorant just to be ignorant. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can't change that. So you have to roll with it. I mean, next time if someone says something to you, let me know. I'll say something to them. Like, mm-hmm. and I won't be rude about it, but I'll pretend I'm you. I'll just say something funny.
Right.
Like, to
yeah.
make them think, say that, okay, I heard what you said, but I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. yeah. It's just so, it's weird, too, when you date somebody or with somebody that has that type of following, you know what I mean?
Because yeah.
there's so much, I don't know if you felt it, but there's a sense of realization that, you know, there's always going to be somebody out there watching that part of her life. You know what I mean?
It was difficult.
Yeah.
You know, it's always going to be difficult for me. I'm not afraid to admit that I'm a very jealous.
So you got jealous? I was going to ask you. Yeah.
I will not hide the fact that I'm really, really jealous.
Wow.
I'm jealous to a very high degree. I'm very protective.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very territorial.
Okay.
Like I
it's you're a Rottweiler. There,
yeah. There's not any sugarcoating it.
Yeah.
It's just the way I am. And it sucks for me,
mm-hmm.
but she loves it. She really? Loves that feeling like that someone's protecting
her. She knows someone has her.
Yeah. yeah. That someone's like always looking out for her.
Yeah.
So it's always going to be like a little work in progress for me. I don't think I'll ever get over it. You know, it's just a matter of getting used to it.
Yeah. I don't think something that you can ever get over, but it is something you can always manage and managing it to what it means where you make the smartest decisions in that moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cause I don't think there's ever, cause I get jealous too. She'll never admit it, but, she doesn't believe me when I tell her, but I do. I have gotten jealous, but she's like, "You never show." I was like, "Yeah, because I've learned how to to deal with my jealousy. I don't get explosive or angry or upset with you because I was like, I'm not going to punish you.
Yeah, it's not their fault.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Not your fault. You're beautiful. Or
yeah, it's not. Yeah,
it's not your fault. So,
and the thing is, you know, I say it all the time. I knew what I was getting into.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the whole cosplay babe thing, the whole cosplay model, cosplay celeb, whatever you want to call it. I knew what it was.
Yeah,
and I knew what I was getting into when I was going into it. You know, so it's not like I can get mad at her.
Yeah.
And I would never do that because this is what she does.
Yeah. Is it a business for her?
Yeah, she can. Okay. She makes some money off of it.
Okay.
You know?
I wasn't sure if she's doing it for her.
Yeah, she does.
Okay.
Like, she does prints and stuff.
Okay.
Like that.
Okay.
So,
cool.
So, I mean, she's doing something.
Yeah.
And it's what she loves and it makes her feel confident and all that. So, more power to her. It's just hard for me because I'm her guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I have my ways of dealing with it. Unfortunately, at the moment, it's not very
positive
or constructive. Yeah, no,
I say.
Not constructive. She doesn't like it.
You know, yeah.
Me, if something's bothering me, I have to get away from it.
Oh, okay.
That's just the way that I am, you know. And she takes it like you're running away from the problem. I go, no, I'm not. I'm just dealing with it in my own way. You not being around me when I'm angry about something that you're doing doesn't help me.
Yeah,
like, and
it helps you process.
It. Yeah, I have to process it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, it's like days when she thinks she's ugly, and I think she's beautiful. She says these words to me all the time. I have to feel that I'm pretty. I can't just hear it. And I go, yeah, same exact thing.
Exactly.
I have to feel that this is okay and you're in. And it's not, you know, hurting our relationship.
Yeah.
I need to see this for myself. You can't just tell me, you know.
I definitely understand that. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like me, like I have to get away. Like she doesn't like that. But I mean, if something's really bothering me, I'll go to the brewery. You know,
oh, okay.
I'll go and I'll drink.
Yeah,
I'll
blossom steam.
Yeah, just blossom steam, chill. Talk to my friends that work there, you know, and that's just my way.
Yeah.
And so it's probably, hopefully it'll get better.
Yeah. Well, as long as you're, I feel like as long as you're one, you're being safe, you know, you're not disrupting anybody else.
Right.
And you're not going out to hurt yourself or anybody else. I feel like there's nothing wrong with it.
Right.
No, I feel like obviously if you wanted to manage it, you can manage it. But I think if you do those three things, then I think that I feel like it should be fair for you to just be able to, you know.
And some people need time.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you can tell me, I do it, but don't worry, it's just all like a product. I'm just selling stuff to make money, blah, blah, blah. You can tell me that all day long. It doesn't make it better for me.
Yeah.
It makes it hurt more, you know? So like I have to be able to go somewhere else where I'm not around you and I can breathe and think for myself. Cause like I said, you know, she's 20 steps ahead. I'm barely 2 steps ahead of myself, you know? So like I need time to come to my own realizations. Like, okay, this is fine. You know, it's okay. She's here as well, you know, whatever I need to tell myself.
Yeah.
And sometimes I can't do that around. So I need to go somewhere else.
Yeah. There was before we end the podcast, I was wrapping it up here. There was when I went to WonderCon, I forgot to tell you. I don't know if I did tell you. I think I told you. I went to WonderCon and we stayed with a lady's with her cousin. Mm-hmm. And remember when we drove and we met up with you?
Right.
Well, we saw at the house, whatever.
And a couple years ago.
Yeah. And when we left, he was like, he asked, he's like, is that guy gay? And I was like, no, he's not gay. He's like, oh, he was like, that guy's really, really intelligent. He's like, he's really intelligent. And I was like, yeah, he was like, I forgot what he does, but I know he's in the Marines, I believe. Marine. Mm-hmm. But he was saying how you were really intelligent and that he could tell that you are a very creative person. Mm-hmm. And something else he said too. But yeah, he was really like just enamored by you. Like, oh, yeah. Wow.
Thank you.
I don't know if I told you that or not, but yeah, I want to tell you now that that's what he had said those years ago. Yeah. Oh,
thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm gay.
Yeah, it was weird. I was like,
that is not the first time I've had that.
Like, really? Trust me, for me neither. Yeah. Oh my god. Every time I would do if people see my Instagram, my dance videos and mm-hmm. stuff, like I do at my hospital, whatever, mm-hmm. like my job, people always would ask me that. Always.
Aww.
I'm like, because I like to dance.
Yeah. Because I take care of myself.
Yeah.
Like because I straighten my hair, guys. Shut up.
Yeah. It's self-care.
Yeah. That's what it is. I like the way I look.
Yeah.
You know, but that's not the first time I've gotten I remember this one time I had a coworker. I came into work and she was like, so guess what? And I go, what's up? Good morning, by the way.
Yeah.
You know? She's like, so I'm cheating on my boyfriend with you. And I'm like,
what?
And I thought, wait, hold on, what's going on here?
And that's when Crash got the message.
No. Well, this was before it's Crash. This was long before Crash, but like it was when I was still single.
Uh-huh.
And like, I guess she was dating like a nurse or something from another floor.
Okay.
And they were fighting. Apparently, she had caught him cheating. She had caught him like texting somebody else.
Okay.
And then his defense was, well, what does it matter? You're messing around with Leo anyway, that guy you work with. And I'm like, you are?
What?
You didn't tell me. Like, I thought it was so funny that like this dude had got caught.
Yeah.
But his defense was, oh, you're messing around with Leo anyway.
Yeah, so he's justified.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. No, we're not. She was, yeah, look. And she showed me, like, his messages to her. And, like, and he said that. And then he also followed up with, it's okay, he's bi anyway, I know. And I'm like,
what?
I'm bi? Yeah.
Where did he even get the notion?
I don't know. What? It blew me away. I'm like, all right, Sarah, I guess we're fucking.
It's so weird how people can perceive you. You know what I mean?
Like, yes. And I'm like, I'm in a work uniform. What makes you think that I'm bi?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not dressed in any kind of fancy.
I used to have a guy at, I used to work at Discover Car. I used to have a guy actually. And I didn't think he was hit on me until he was gay and, nothing's wrong with that at all. Whatever. First of all, nothing's wrong with that. That was my issue or anything like that. But
we just are not.
Yeah, that's the only thing. Yeah, yeah. So don't be trolling me either on the Twitter. Come my career. He would walk by me sometimes, like, hey, how you doing? And I was like, hey, I'm doing good. He's like, cool. And he would see me in the hallways, and in the hallways there was like these chairs, like these long island chairs mm-hmm. you could sit on, whatever.
Right.
And there were trash cans and stuff, and one day I had got off the bathroom, I took the tissue with me, and I was throwing it away, and I shot it, like, overhead shot, mm-hmm. and he happened to be walking by, and he saw me make the basket, and he walked in, he said, oh, look at that shot, that was nice, oh, I was like, oh, thanks, he said, ooh, 10 points, and I was like, what?
You just got hit on.
Yeah, I was like, first of all, I was like, hey, man, what sport do you know you get 10 points for a bucket? There's no sport like that exists. You get 10 points for a basketball shot. And he's like, I don't know the sport. I'm sorry. I was like, no, it's all right. I was like, it was just funny to hear him say, ooh.
That boy's trying to hit on
you.
Yeah. You're crushing his dreams.
It was so funny.
You messed up.
And he was like, ooh, 10 points. I was like, oh, my gosh. So every time, like, I would see my coworkers do that. They don't know the story, but every time I see somebody shoot like buckets in the workplace, I'm like, ooh, 10 points.
Oh, no. See,
like,
now what? I'm going to do that.
You should not. Ooh, it was so funny, man.
No, because then people are going to think even more than I
am. No, that's true. Yeah. You're going to feed the story.
I'm engaged to a female.
Yeah. So, no, I do my signature question. So mm-hmm. I want to ask you, what in life now brings you joy?
Nothing. What was my answer last time? Did I say nothing?
You said,
pretty sure nothing.
You said bowls of weed, bags of coke.
That sounds about right.
Which
I quit recently, by the way. Thank you.
Watching everybody. Watching cats suffocate.
Yeah.
Oh, and
I hate animals.
And Bernie Sanders.
He's all right. what brings me joy, man? I don't know, man. Nothing.
Nothing. Okay.
I mean,
that's still an answer.
Yeah, it's an answer. I mean, like I said, I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess I found my joy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it is cool. I never would have thought in a million years I'd be engaged.
Yeah.
So like that's a big deal to me.
Is it still surreal to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They still have my moments where I'm like, I just stare at her.
Yeah.
And she's like, what the fuck are you looking at?
Yeah.
And I go, what? I'll zone out.
Yeah.
And,
man,
it's such a big deal to me, like, that I'm actually taking that step. I never thought I would take that step.
Yeah.
You know? She does bring me. She does bring me a lot of joy, though. She's a pain in the ass, but she tries.
Care, that's why.
Yeah, yeah. She tries to pull me out of my shell, mm-hmm. which is why, like, you know, the whole going to cons thing. I was trying to like kind of not do that, and she's mm-hmm. been like dragging me back.
She's like, oh no, you're going back.
When I thought I was out,
yeah, she pulls me right back in.
So it's, yeah, she brings me joy.
That's
she brings
good.
Me a lot of joy. That's
Man, I'm very happy for you in that. Definitely. Thank you. Definitely.
Beer brings me a lot of joy.
Okay. All right. What was the brand again? The Hill?
Hilton Brewing Company.
Brewing Company. So if they ever hear this Hilton Brewing Company.
Yeah, go check out Hilton Brewing Company.
And send me a case. I'll try it out and let you let them know.
And check out Outlaw In-Laws. They bring me a lot of joy. Their music
is the rock group. Okay.
They're amazing.
Okay. I probably won't check that out because I don't like rock myself, but I'll still support from afar.
My girl, beer. And the all in laws.
I'll give them a couple likes. Yeah. Okay. So, what drives you more—the stuff you have done or the stuff you haven't?
Stuff I haven't.
Okay.
Like I feel like I can be doing more.
Yeah.
You know, like I always look back on what I've done, which is kind of like was in a way holding me back because I know what I've done and I'm proud of it. Like I've hit what I wanted to hit. Yeah. And I'm Ocean Master.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says.
I was going to ask you, too, about that. Did you, because I know you have, you do a lot of the early premieres and stuff for movies that come out. Mm-hmm. And when you were with the Justice League Arizona, you had a relationship with the people at DC.
Mm-hmm.
Did they ever ask you for Aquaman stuff? Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Okay. So you got to do the promotions and.
I got, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's cool. You're Ocean Master, I'm guessing.
In my, well, I mean, in the Ocean Master for the movie, which I was not happy with.
Yeah,
I wasn't a fan of anything that they did for him in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like his costume. I thought it was terrible. I think Patrick Wilson did fine with what he had, but mm-hmm. they still kind of just they low-key'd Ocean Master, what I don't like. And if I can liken him to another character, he's more of a Magneto than a Loki.
Yeah.
You know, so like I didn't like.
Okay.
I wasn't a fan, but you know I did it just because it's Ocean Master, and mm-hmm. I was like I just did the movie version. And I wore it once, and then I sold it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Man.
I didn't want anything to do with it.
Oh, okay. You didn't like it that much. I see. Mm-mm. I see. Okay.
Get out of my sight. But yeah, no, like I said, you know, I look back on what I've done, and it doesn't push me. If anything, it makes me just want to do nothing because I've already done what I want.
Yeah.
I wanted to do the best Ocean Master that I can do, and I did it.
Like you did,
and I keep doing, and even Crash gets on me, but I was like, you don't understand that. You're not going to get anywhere doing the same thing over and over again. I know it's a new suit.
It's called insanity.
But it's, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the same character. Mm-hmm. It's the same hashtag. It's not going to go anywhere. And I'm like, I know, but I can't push. I can't pull myself out of that.
Yeah.
I like this. I love being this character too much.
Yeah.
You know?
The fixation of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I understand that. If you could have the question to one answer in your life, what would it be?
Mm. Like the one question,
or the answer,
the one question, one answer I want.
Yeah, what would the question be?
That is a loaded.
Yeah, it is.
what would you say,
man? I would probably want to know if I would want to know how life would be. If we were all equal, like if we were all legit or equal, like I'm talking about like in pay and stature and or not. So if we're all equal, if we were all treated truly equally, like I wonder if there would still be as much violence as there is today, if there would still be as much hatred among races and factions and government. I wonder if we would be able to accomplish more in science and schooling. I wonder if we were able to just push our own knowledge barriers further. That's how, I don't know. That's what I would want to know. If
you have a much, I don't know, altruistic question you want to answer, that's a good one.
Yeah, because I feel like sometimes like we as society are so on the cusp of achieving something great, but then there's always some mass disaster that happens or some, you know, war booming. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm like, man, if this country would work with this country and then work with this country, and all these scientists came together, what could they accomplish? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And mine's way more selfish than yours.
Yeah.
The one question that I want answered is, will I be remembered?
Oh, okay. That's,
what can I say? I'm the kind of person that I am. Like my one of my biggest fears is dying and not being remembered. Like
I think you said that too.
Yeah, I did
that. Yeah, I think you said that too.
That's still like my biggest fear. Like I don't want to just leave this earth and then I disappear.
Yeah.
Like I want my name to live on. I want to be remembered. I want, if I make it, if I got so big and famous that they made a statue of me, that'd be like everything. Like,
wow.
And I know that sounds like super, super,
they get it.
Yeah. But it's just a matter of like in my eyes,
yeah,
we only get one life.
Mm-hmm.
To me, like if you believe in otherwise, that's fine. We're more proud to you. I don't. I believe once you're done. So I want to be able to leave and say I left a mark.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be like a speck of dust that just came and went.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be able to feel like I did something different. And it doesn't have to be like famous. I don't have to be like, you know, the biggest costume designer or whatever. I don't have to be something crazy.
Yeah.
But just something that that people will, once I'm gone, they'll look back and like, they'll say, you know, who built this costume for that movie? It was this guy. Oh, he passed. You know, he was really cool, really good, you know, whatever. I just want to have something left behind.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I would ask is, like, will I be remembered? That way, whatever the answer is, if the answer is no, you won't be, then it'll push me to go farther.
Yeah, try to change it.
Yeah, and if the answer is yes, you will be, then that'll affirm me in what I'm doing. Like, okay, I'll keep doing what I'm doing. I'm gonna keep pushing. I'm gonna keep doing this. I'm gonna keep doing that.
Yeah.
Either way, I'll be motivated.
Yeah,
you know,
that's always a good question, I think, to have.
Yeah,
because what is life but memories? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Exactly. And
it's all it comes down to in the end.
When you go, the only people are going to remember you, your family, which is a nice thing.
Yeah.
But I want that to be, I want it to be more.
Yeah.
Me personally, I want more.
Yeah. What we should do a petition to have the Rocky Balboa statue moved a little bit to the left and then have Ocean Master, your copy of Ocean Master, right next to it.
That would be so cool.
Doing the same pose.
Mm-hmm. With my trident in
hand. Yeah, yeah.
But I want it in Phoenix.
Bring Phoenix,
it
back okay.
Phoenix, yep.
We got plenty of room.
We got it.
We'll put it in Maricopa. We'll put it in Casa Grande.
It'll move around.
Yeah. Yeah. Some places where it will get tagged constantly, so probably Tolson. Probably Tolson. So where can people find you to look at your cosplay or your fiance?
You can look on Instagram. At Midnight Costuming, there's a underscore between Midnight and Costuming, but if you want to look at my fiance, don't
and don't DM her saying that he cheated.
Go for it, we can laugh at you.
Yeah. Cheat of the week.
Yeah, really. Who'd I bang this week? Jeez, apparently, man. In someone's imagination.
What is the handle? Midnight Costuming, you said?
Midnight Costuming. Okay. Yeah, okay. Midnight Costuming. You can find me there. I don't do Facebook. I don't do anything.
Are you still doing builds for people? So like,
say I'm constantly doing client work. If you want something made by me, all you gotta do is hit me up on Instagram.
And it is quality work, guys. It is quality work. I'm not gonna lie. I wouldn't wear if it wasn't. Well, I know because that cyborg helmet, the first version.
Oh my god, I know. I botched that so hard.
Like silly putty on my neck. But I made it work. I made it work. And then you improved it, obviously.
Yeah. Well, if you need another one, let me know. I'm getting better. But yeah. Yeah, I'm always doing client work. So if you want something made, I got you. And yeah, it's not cheap, but
it's worth it. It's a good investment because you do get a lot of uses out of it. I probably got my money. I definitely got my money's worth.
Thank you.
Appreciate
that.
Definitely. Yeah. So thank you for being on the podcast.
Of course.
Always a pleasure to have you on here and talk and
is it
catch up. No, it is. Yeah.
Or does we haven't talked in a long time, so it was.
Does it make your anxiety rise?
No, it doesn't. No,
you got a lot of cuss words to edit out.
No, I don't edit no more.
Oh, you don't?
I don't edit the word.
Well, shit.
I just don't do the language in my mom's house. That's the whole thing. So that's why I'm not throwing anything out. But
good.
Yeah. But
I will call your mom right now.
get me kicked out.
Yeah, let this motherfucker here. Come get him.
Yeah. But yeah, I stopped doing the editing of the cuss word. I'm like, I just need to be authentic with it. Yeah. Unless someone says something really crazy, I'm like, okay, we're going to add that out. But
luckily with me, you know it's authentic.
So thank you guys for joining the podcast. You can follow me on the Thelma Butler Official on Instagram. You can follow me on Twitter at My Talk Is Deep, also on Facebook at Nathaniel Butler Comedy. Thanks for tuning in. Another episode will be airing next week. And be blessed and a blessing. Thank you. And make sure you guys give her that buttercream.